Priyanta Kumara Devadana had worked in Pakistan for 11 years, the last 9 in the factory where he was killed. His body was returned to his home country, Sri Lanka, in a sealed coffin. His injuries too horrific to allow an open casket.
I hope justice will be done considering the mental trauma my sons and I are suffering. I believe governments in Pakistan and Sri Lanka will intervene to ensure suitable compensation and safety of Sri Lankans in Pakistan. I hope no one has to go through this again.
On Friday, hundreds of men stormed the factory where he worked in the eastern Pakistani city of Sialkot. Reports indicate they joined his co-workers, who were angered by accusations the factory manager committed blasphemy by tearing down a poster containing the name of the Prophet Muhammad. They severely beat him and set his body on fire. The family is still in shock. His mother told Al Jazeera she brought up her 6 children alone after her husband died and was heartbroken that her youngest died this way. 2 days after Priyanta's body was flown to Sri Lanka, his family held his final rites. Priyanta and his 2 brothers had worked in Pakistan for more than a decade.
It's what in my mind always thinking that how he has faced to that. And sometimes I feel that, okay, if I had a chance, later I have given my life behalf of him. This is the emotion, then entire family, everybody is very shocked.
The killing has been widely condemned in Pakistan and has sparked protests like this in several major cities. Members of the hardline Tehreek-e-Labbaik Pakistan Party were reported to have been among the attackers. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan called it a day of shame for his country.
The business community has announced $100,000 for his family and he'll continue to receive his full salary. The sheer brutality of the mob attack is difficult to comprehend.
The violence inflicted on Priyanta Kumara Devadana is hard to imagine. A post-mortem reportedly found that his spine was broken in 3 places, his vital organs damaged, and his body burned more than 90%. His brother says he has never seen such brutality in his life.
It is beyond that, okay, our thinking. Because nobody, even while we are killing animal, we don't do that kind of, okay, playing with the animal. And then how the human can kill one human? And where is the humanity has gone?
Police in Pakistan have arrested dozens of people in connection with the attack, which the family hopes will never happen again. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Gampaha, Sri Lanka.